Dr. Orloff, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So the news cycle can be actually bad for our mental health.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. My new book is out. It's called The Empath Survival Guide, and it's about sensitive people who are overwhelmed by the news cycle and overwhelmed by, you know, the constant negativity that is hitting our world today and are exhausted. They come into my practice exhausted, anxious, depressed, because they're taking in too much of the stress.
Yeah, I've had the same experience where I tell people not to watch television.
Well, what about the election? I mean, that must have kicked things up a notch.
Yes,
it really has. It so many people called me and said, I can't get out of bed. I'm so depressed. And what I'm seeing also is that there's an increase in self-medication with drugs, alcohol, sex, and all kinds of addictive behaviors to try and numb their feelings.
Well, I'm on SSRIs now, and I'm a drug addict in recovery. And let me tell you, self-medication always works out. Great idea. Just a great idea
a great
for
plan.
Everyone to just use your body as a chemistry set and just try it out.
See what you need to
see
pour
how it
in there till you do feel better.
Just feel good.
Yeah, it's always a good plan. Dr. Orloff, is there a website for the book or yourself?
Yes, it's www.drjudithorloff.com. It's called The Empath Survival Guide, and it's strategies for how to deal with being inundated by the stress of our world without burning out, and also maximizing this incredible, beautiful empathy and intuition that we all have without getting burned out.
I tell patients I allow them to read The Economist, they can listen to the BBC and KBC, and that's it. That's literally what I tell them. But let's talk about we got a couple minutes, we're going to take a break, and I want to get back to you, but what do we mean when we say an empath? How does someone know whether they are one, or how do you define that?
Right, an empath is an emotional sponge, somebody who's so sensitive they take on the emotions and even physical symptoms of other people into their own body.
Because, Dr. Orloff, because we have limited time, I want to zero in on that. I'm going to interrupt you a little bit here if you don't mind. Does that mean somebody with bad boundaries? Is that somebody prone to contagion? Or is that somebody who has a deep level of empathic attunement? And how do you differentiate?
Yes, it's somebody high up on the empathic spectrum. And I, too, am an empath. I'm a psychiatrist and an empath. That's why I wrote the book. And what causes empathy to get worse and increase emotional contagion is one of the components of that, where you can have anxiety in a workplace and one person is anxious. It can spread to everybody. But for an empath, it just blows them away. It's so much more of an intense reaction than everybody else.
We got to take a little break here. Dr. Judith Orloff, her new book is called The Empath Survival Guide, Life Strategies for Sensitive People. After we get back from the break, I want to dig in a little deeper into the empath thing because it's, you know, empathy is one of the highest order experiences of the human being.
Yes.
And it's something we strive for. And, you know, how do you know if you have too much or too little? And what can we do to help support that? Okay.
Okay.
And Dr. Orloff, we're seeing Mr. Trump's press conference where he's saying that Obamacare will explode, which no doubt
will explode.
Which is the kind of rhetoric that adds further to empath stress.
Right, exactly. All that hyperbole and all the stress that he puts out constantly, every day, there's a new source of stress. And so that's why empaths really have to work on their compulsion of watching the news, because it's like a train wreck that you can't stop watching. But that's terrible for empaths because they tend to absorb all of it, and it ruins their night's sleep if they watch the 11 o'clock news. And it's so important to be able to take time out, to go in nature, to replenish, to meditate, to set clear boundaries with people, and don't have a lot of energy vampires in your life, because that adds to the whole problem of all the stress coming collectively. And so you've got all these stress hormones then surging through your body, which are destroying your body, your mind, body, and soul. And it's exhausting empaths. And we need empaths now. The Dalai Lama said that empathy is the most precious of all human qualities.
Well, it comes late. It comes late after long periods of intersubjective experiences with caring others, right?
So yes, I know, but it's never too late. Now is the best time. Empathy is the best chance we have of creating oneness and creating harmony. It might not always work.
But that's my question. How do we support people to develop empathy and at the same time establish boundaries?
To be able to have empathy, but also know that no is a complete sentence. I have a whole section in the book on protective techniques for empaths so that you can really enjoy your empathy and share that love, but also set clear boundaries. No is a complete sentence. You must, you know, really learn to limit the energy vampires in your life. You know, set time for self-care and meditation. You know, if empaths often are people pleasers, so they, you know, if they have plans to go out, they'll go out even if they're tired. But what I teach people is, you know, learn to say no. It's okay to, that people are disappointed. And if you want to stay home and meditate, take care of yourself, take a walk, that's so much better. But empaths are very giving people. And so, you know, they have to learn how not to be codependent and at the same time use their empathy for what is really worthwhile, such as listening to your spouse, even if you disagree during an argument. Empaths can use their empathy to listen and feel where the person's coming from, so then you have a chance of communicating with them.
So we listen. I'm putting myself in there. Do you feel like you're an empath yourself? Because then you're sensitive.
Yes.
So we tend to listen with our entire body.
Yes.
And so, which is a really other order level of listening. You sort of pick up on other people's stuff because you can, if you're a good empath, you can differentiate what's mine and what somebody else's. But people get confused about that, though.
Exactly. I have a Facebook group for empath support, over 7,000 Facebook people.
Wow.
And these are empaths just talking about all the issues we're bringing up now because they're so relevant. How do you know if something's somebody else's? How do you know if you're taking on someone else's anger or depression? Well, one way to know is that if you felt differently before you're talking to the person and then suddenly your energy bottoms out or you start feeling anxious and depressed, most likely it's coming from them.
Or I like the ones that make me feel drowsy. Those are the ones that's most interesting.
Yeah, you feel drowsy, like you can't hold yourself up.
But Dr. Olof, I've got a break. I thank you for this. Good luck with the book, The Empath Survival. What is that Facebook page again?
Well, it's just the Empath Support Community on Facebook.
Very good.
Empath Group.
And Dr. Judith Orloff, again, The Empath Guide to Survival. Check it out now. We'll be right back after this.